peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经，马可9章跟10章。
This week's daily Bible reading, we read Mark chapter 9 and Mark chapter 10.
那今天晚上跟大家一起来学习马可第10章。
And today I would like to share with you all Mark chapter 10.
那在马可第10章的后半段里面， 我们看到有三个祈求。
In the second half of Mark chapter 10, we see there are three requests.
那我们就来看这个三个祈求，为什么会成全，为什么有的不会成全。
And let us study why some of these requests were fulfilled and some weren't.
因为我们一般都觉得我们祷告只要祈求神就会给我们。
Because often we think that as long as we pray to God and request, He will give it to us.
但是从这个三个祈求里面，我们可以看到，除了祈求之外，我们人需要有一些动作，来让我们祈求的能够实现。But
from these three requests, we see that we also have to take action in order for these requests to be fulfilled.
也就是说，我们需要付代价，我们的祈求就可以成全。
And that is, if we pay a price, then our request may be answered.
我们现在看马可第10章。Let's
turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可第10章的17节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17.
请读。
Verse 17. Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
这里说有一个人来问主耶稣。
Here it records a man asking the Lord a question.
那在其他的经卷里面，说这是一个少年人。
And in other scriptures, it says that he was a young man.
那另外也有经卷说，他是一个做官的人。
And others says that he was an official.
所以这一个人，他有三个特色。
And this man, he has three unique points.
第一个，他很年轻。
First, he was young.
第二个，他很有钱。
Secondly, he was very rich.
第三个，他有权，因为他做官了。
And thirdly, he had power because he was an official.
我们想，这三件事情哪一个是不好的呢？
And let us think, which one of these is not good?
每一件都很好。
Every one of it is good.
有的人钱赚很多，但是已经70-80岁了。
Some people, they earn a lot of money, but they are already 70 or 80 years old.
但是时间已经快结束了。
And their time is about to end.
那这个年轻人呢，很年轻的。 他有钱也有权。
And this young man, he had both riches and authority.
那我们常常问，那这样的人生还有什么遗憾？
And we think, then what kind of regrets does this kind of man have?
忽然间我们就从这里看出来，这个年轻人有一个遗憾。
And from here we see that this young man, he had a regret.
就是他想要得永生。
That is, he wanted to inherit eternal life.
他知道年轻会过去的。He
knew that his youth would pass away.
他知道权力会过去的。And
he knew that the power would also pass away.
他知道钱财也没有办法永久的拥有。And
he knew that he could not possess his riches for eternity.
那当这个三个都过去，请问我还能够抓到什么？
When all these three pass away, what is it that I can still grasp onto?
这个就是圣经的主题。And
this is the theme of the Bible.
所以当时所罗门说，一切都是虚空。
So Solomon says that everything is in vanity.
这不是没有理由的。
This is not without a reason.
他也年轻过。
He was also young.
他拥有一切。
And he had everything.
但是，当他要离开世界。
But when he was going to depart from the world.
他发现这个都带不走。
He realized that he could not bring anything with him.
是空的。
It was all vanity.
但是这个年轻人比较有智慧，就是他还在年轻的时候，他已经可以看到人生的结局。
This young man, he was wise because he could see the end of life.
所以他在年轻的时候，他就可以去追求人到年老才想得通的一个问题。
So at his youth, he could pursue after what men think about in their old age.
所以有的人说，宗教是年纪大的人应该有的。
So some people say that religion is for those who are old.
因为
older.
这个是在思想永生的问题。
because this is to ponder upon eternal life.
但是这个年轻人呢，他很成熟。
But this young man, he was very mature.
他已经能够看到人生要结束的时候，我们集中追求是什么。
He was able to see what is the most meaningful pursuit.
就是永生。
That is eternal life.
然后他找的对象也是对的。
And he found the right person to ask the question.
这里说一个人跪在耶稣的面前。
Here it says that a man was kneeling before Jesus.
为什么要跪？
Why did he kneel?
因为他知道主耶稣不是一个普通的人。
Because he knew that Jesus was not an ordinary man.
主耶稣他自己也说。
And Jesus himself said,
生命在我，复活在我。
I am the life and the resurrection.
这是一句非常伟大的宣告。
This is a very great proclamation.
耶稣就是生命本身。
Jesus is life itself.
在耶稣没有死亡。
And in Jesus there is no death.
是的，还会再复活。
When you die, you will resurrect.
主耶稣也说。
And Jesus says,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这一句话非常的有权柄。
This possesses great authority and power.
这个带给人类极大的希望。
And it brings upon great hope to humanity.
耶稣就是生命。
Jesus is life.
他就是一条路。
He is the way.
把这一条路走到底就是永生。
We walk on this way all the way to the end. This is eternal life.
有的人想要得永生。
And some people, they want to inherit eternal life.
但是他走错了路。
But they walk on the wrong path.
靠哲学思想。
They rely on philosophy.
这是人发明的。
And this is a human invention.
如果发明理论的人都会死，这一套理论是有问题的。
If even those who invent things will die, then there is something wrong with these kind of theories.
如果创造一个宗教的人都会死，那这个宗教就有问题。
And if one who creates religion passes away, then this religion also has a problem.
只有主耶稣说，我死了三天，我要再活过来。
Only Jesus said that after he dies for 3 days, he will resurrect.
他很有把握这样讲，他也真的活过来。
And he said it with great confidence, and he indeed resurrected.
所以以主耶稣为中心的宗教，才能够真的带给人盼望。
And so the religion that is centered around Jesus is the only one that can give us hope.
所以圣经里面在讲啊，如果耶稣没有复活。
So the Bible says that if Jesus did not resurrect,
那我们今天信耶稣就很可怜了。
Then we are very pitiful who believe in the Lord Jesus.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus did not resurrect,
那我们信的就枉然了。
Then our belief is in vain.
这句话的正面的意思就是说耶稣复活。
And the positive side of the saying is that Jesus indeed resurrected.
他就是我们人生集中的盼望。
And he is our ultimate hope.
他就是永生的来源。
And he is the source of eternal life.
所以如果一个人要得永生，
So if someone wants to inherit eternal life,
像这个少年的财主，他找的对象是对的。
Like this rich young ruler, he found the right person.
所以他问一个问题，我应该做什么事才可以得永生？
So he asked the question, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
但是我们看结论，这个少年的财主有没有得到永生？
But let's look at the conclusion. Did this man receive eternal life?
主耶稣生命本身。
Jesus is life itself.
主耶稣道成肉身也是要救人得生命。
Jesus was manifested in the flesh to save humanity.
那主耶稣也是怜悯众人。
And Jesus had compassion on everyone.
那这个少年人也找对的对象。
And this rich young ruler found the right person.
那到底他有没有得到永生？
And so did he receive eternal life?
好，我们看马可第十章。
Look at Mark chapter 10.
22节。
Verse 22, but he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
这里说这个少年人最后脸色变了。
Here it says that this man went away sorrowful.
然后忧忧愁愁就离开了耶稣。
And he was sad at the word and he departed.
当然离开了耶稣就离开了那一条道路。
And leaving Jesus means departing from the way.
离开耶稣就是离开生命的本身。
Departing from Jesus is departing from life itself.
所以结论就是少年人没有得到永生。
And so the conclusion is that the rich young ruler did not receive eternal life.
那为什么他求永生，也求对了对象，但是得不到永生？
Why is it that he asked the right question and asked it to the right person, but did not receive eternal life.
简单的讲，就是他不愿意付代价。
Simply said, he was not willing to pay a price.
有时候我们常常发现，你要上好学校，付代价。
Sometimes we recognize that when we want to go, if we want to go to a good school, we need to pay a price.
白天读，晚上读。
Study in the daytime and at night.
上了好学校，你要付代价，很认真，你才会毕业。
And once we enter into that good school, we also have to continue studying hard so that we can graduate.
那在美国，机会均等，你愿意拼努力，你就可以往上爬。
In America, there is equality, so if you continue to strive, then you can climb on that ladder.
所以我们了解这个社会上，我要得到什么报酬，一定要付代价。
So we understand that in this society, if we want to receive something, we must pay a price.
让我们有这个机会的本身就是一种福气。
And to be able to have the opportunity itself is a blessing.
但是机会只是一个开始。
But a chance is just a beginning.
那要得到我们所得到的要付代价。
And in order to receive what we want, we need to pay a price.
所以这个少年人得不到就是他不愿意付代价。
And so this rich young ruler was not able to obtain it because he was not willing to pay the price.
那到底得永生的代价是什么？
So what is the price for eternal life?
当然主耶稣对这个少年人提出两点。
And Jesus gives this young man two points.
第一点。
First,
他告诉他诫命你是晓得的。
He says, you know the commandments.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother.
这个地方说，诫命你是晓得。
Here it says that you know the commandments.
那我们仔细看这个在讲什么。
And what is this exactly talking about?
就是在讲十诫。
It's talking about the Ten Commandments.
那十诫是什么？
And what are the Ten Commandments?
十诫就是爱神跟爱人。
Ten Commandments is to love God and to love man.
前面四条爱神，后面六条爱人。
The first four are to love God, and the latter six are to love man.
那这十诫就是人类道德的基本。
And these Ten Commandments are the virtue of men.
有一些没有信耶稣也知道是对的，因为人有良心呢。
And even those who do not believe in Jesus believe in this because they have a clear conscience.
所以从第五诫到第十诫你没有信耶稣也知道这是对的，因为我们都有良心了。
And so the fifth to the tenth commandment, even if you do not believe in Jesus, you know that it is not right to commit against it.
那第一条跟第四条，这要圣灵的感动，我们才知道是对的。
And the first and the fourth, we need the movement of the Holy Spirit to understand it.
那所以一个人如果要得到永生他必须守诫命。
So if a person wants to receive eternal life, they must keep the commandments.
那这个诫命就是让一个人把神的本性、把神的本质活出来。
And to obey these commandments is to live out the nature and essence of God.
那这个叫敬虔。
And this is called godliness.
所以一个人如果要得到永生，他的内在本身需要一段去追求，一直改变更新。
So if a person wants to receive eternal life, they must continue to pursue a renewal in their hearts.
倒过来讲，如果我们生活不愿意改变，
On the flip side, if we are not willing to change,
不愿意付代价，
and are unwilling to pay a price,
十条诫命就是建议，
then the Ten Commandments become suggestions.
我要哪一条我就遵守哪一条，我不愿意的我就不守。
Whatever one we want to obey, we will obey, and whichever one we don't, then we don't obey.
那这样这个诫命，这个我们要得到永生是有问题的。
Then there will be a problem in order for us to receive eternal life.
因为主耶稣说，我讲的话在末日要审判你。
Because Jesus says that he will use his words to judge us in the last day.
所以他的话是道路，也是审判的标准。
And so his words is the way and the criteria of judgment.
好，这个少年人对这一条他没有问题，他从小就遵守。
And this rich young ruler had no problem with this.
One. 那主耶稣就提到第二个代价。
And Jesus mentioned the second price.
我们先看21节。
Let's look at verse 21. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me."
主耶稣说，你变卖所有分给穷人，就有财宝在天上，然后你要来跟从我。
Jesus said, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me.
这后来发现这一条最难。
And you realize that this was a very hard commandment.
这个不是说跟着耶稣不能有钱。
It's not to say that if we follow Jesus, we cannot be rich.
马可第八章34节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 34.
耶稣叫门徒来。
Jesus called his disciples.
如果有人要跟从我。
He said, whoever desires to come after me.
第一个就是要舍己。
First, let him deny himself.
第二个要背十字架。
Second, and take up his cross.
第三个来跟从我。
Thirdly, follow me.
舍己是什么意思？
What does it mean to deny ourselves?
就是自我否定。
That means to deny.
Yeah, 因为我要跟着耶稣走，所以不能够有我。
Deny ourselves, and we have to follow Jesus, so we cannot possess the self.
那既然主耶稣是完全的，
since Jesus is perfect,
他是爱，
He is love.
所以他对要我做的都是对我最好的。
So whatever He wants us to do is the best.
因此我们对他的旨意有完全的信心。
And we have an absolute faith in His will.
因此我们愿意在他的旨意之下自我否定。
And so we are willing to deny ourselves in front of Him.
你要我做什么我都可以。
Whatever you want me to do, I can do it.
这样有了这个自我否定才能够来跟从他。
And once a person is able to deny themselves, then they can follow Jesus.
这是我们现在要得永生最大的困难。
And this is one of the greatest obstacles for us to receive eternal life.
因为每一个人都有自我。
Because all of us have this self.
我的理想。
My thinking.
我的立场。
My way.
我的人生观。
My perspective on life.
我的价值观。
My perspective of value.
在这世界一定都以我做中心来考虑。
And everything is centered around me.
那现在我要进入神的国。
Now I want to enter into the kingdom of God.
神说你要进来第一步把我拿掉。
And Jesus says that in order to enter, you must remove that me.
现在开始用神来想。
Now to think from the perspective of God.
神要我做什么？
What does God want me to do?
怎么做神会得荣耀？
And what is it that I can do in order to glorify
God? 怎么做神会高兴？
What will make God happy?
因为我相信神是完全的。
Because I believe that God is perfect.
如果他要我做的一定是最好的。
And everything that He wants me to do is the absolute best.
那这样一改变。
And once we change our thinking,
我们就能够跟着他走。
Then we are able to follow him.
但这个不是这么简单。
But this is not an easy task.
所以这个少年人没有办法。
So this,
他就离开了。
So this young man was not able to do this and he left.
所以是不是我们来求主耶稣得永生都可以得永生呢？
And so is it that if we all ask God that to give us eternal life that we may all receive it?
永生是恩典。
Eternal life is a grace.
但是如果要得永生，
in order to inherit eternal life,
要付代价。
We must pay a price.
它是恩典，但它不是廉价的，要付代价。
It is a grace, but we must pay a price for it.
这是第一个祈求。
And this is the first request.
那第二个祈求。
And second request.
我们再看马可福音第十章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 10.
没有进入第二个，我们再第一个再加一点哈。
Let's add one more point to the first request.
再看二十七节经读。
Verse 27, but Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible."
所以这个门徒就问他说：“那这样谁可以得救？你标准这么高，谁可以得救？”
So the disciples asked Jesus, "The standard is so high, then who can be saved?"
耶稣说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Jesus says, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible."
要走天国路如果靠神凡事都能。
That is, in order to walk the heavenly path, if we rely on God, then everything is possible.
所以圣经才说，有很多的见证人，好像云彩围绕我们。
The Bible tells us that there are many people that are like clouds and surround us.
所以天国路我们不是第一代。
And so we are not the first generation to walk this heavenly path.
如果别人走得完，我们靠着主耶稣也可以走完。
And if others can finish this path, we can also rely on God and finish this path as well.
就天天祷告，求主加添力量帮助。
And how do we rely on God? Every day we pray and ask God to strengthen us.
那如果不愿意靠耶稣，就走不下去，就是这么简单。
And if we're not willing to rely on Jesus, then we will not be able to finish this path.
好，我们看马可第十章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 10.
35节。
Verse 35. Then James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
这里说西比泰的儿子雅各约翰。
Here it says, James and John, the son of Zebedee.
他们来问耶稣一个问题。
They asked Jesus a question.
我们无论求什么，你要给我们做吗？
Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
主耶稣没有回答了，先问说：“你要我为你做什么？”
And Jesus did not directly answer them, but he said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
那我们是不是求什么神都会给我们做呢？
And is it that everything that we ask, God will give to us?
当然，主耶稣问的是我们要求什么。
And Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?"
37节。
Verse 37. 37, they said to him, Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your glory.
所以这个西比泰跟他两个儿子其实很有信心。
So Zebedee and his two sons had great faith.
所以他们也是向往神的国。
And they looked and hoped for the kingdom of God.
而且他们很期待将来在天国的时候大有荣耀。
And they hoped and looked to the glory that they would receive in heaven.
一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
One may sit on the right hand and the other on the left.
在天上能够坐在主耶稣的左右边，这是何等的荣耀。
To be able to sit in heaven on his left and his right is such great glory.
如果地上的荣耀人都这么的向往， 那天上的荣耀不是更值得追求吗？
If man pursue after the worldly glory, then isn't the glory in heaven even more a more meaningful pursuit?
当然，天上的荣耀是更大的。Of
course, the glory in heaven is even greater.
那个荣耀是永恒的。And
that glory is eternal.
那个荣耀是带有平安跟喜乐的。And
that glory brings about peace and joy.
那是地上的荣耀没有办法比较的。And
that heavenly glory cannot be compared to the earthly glory.
所以这三个很有信心，他很希望在天国大得荣耀。
And so these three men had great faith and they wanted to receive glory in heaven.
但是主耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
38,
But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
所以主耶稣说，你不知道你所求的是什么。
Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask.
他为什么这样讲？
Why did Jesus say this?
40节。
Verse 40.
Yeah.
But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared.
说坐在主耶稣的左右边，这不是用求的了。
To sit on the right or the left hand of Jesus is not something to be requested for.
这是神赐的。
This is something that is given by God.
好，那接下去 42节。
And in verse 42,
主耶稣就以他本身做榜样来提到。
Jesus mentions himself as an example.
好，我看 45节。
Verse 45, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
圣经里面提到，主耶稣虚己舍己。
The Bible mentions how Jesus denied himself and gave up himself.
然后被钉在十字架上，顺服死在十字架上。
And he was crucified and submitted even to the cross.
这个叫喝苦杯。
This is to drink the bitter cup.
然后神把他提到最高。
And then God raised him to the highest.
又给他超乎万名之名。
And his name is exalted above all.
所以神给他在天上最大的荣耀。
So God gave him the greatest glory in heaven.
那这个主耶稣的榜样，就是在告诉我们。
The example of Jesus is telling us.
天国的荣耀当然是在地上，
The glory in heaven has a relation, has a direct relationship to our spiritual cultivation in this world.
哦，所以在啊四十二节就开始说了。
So in verse 42 it says.
哦，在天国里面呢，最大的是谁
？Who is the greatest in heaven？
就是做仆人来服侍人的。
That is the one who is a servant.
哦，所以我们效法主耶稣的榜样。
So we imitate the example of Jesus.
啊，在地上服侍人。
And we serve one another on the earth.
啊，将来在天上啊，神就给我们有啊我们所配得的荣耀。
And then in heaven, God will give us the glory.
啊，所以啊，他求天上的荣耀，并没有得到。
And so they asked for the glory in heaven, but they did not receive it.
啊，主耶稣给他的答案就是要喝主所喝的杯。
And Jesus' answer is to drink the cup that Jesus himself drank.
好，这是第二个祷告，
And this is second request.
好，我们现在看第三个祈求。
Now let us look at the third request.
好，请看马可福音第十章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 10.
47节。
Verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
啊，这个地方啊，在提到有一个瞎眼。
Here it mentions a blind man.
啊，他知道耶稣从他面前经过。
He knew that Jesus passed in front of him.
啊，所以就大声的呼叫大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
So he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
哦，真的。瞎眼是很可怜的。
And indeed, a blind man is very pitiful.
你看前面他说他是讨饭的。
And in the, it says that he was at the road begging.
哦，就是说他没有谋生的能力。
That means that he was unable to sustain his own life.
哦，第二个他也不知道发生什么事情，所以他要问人，那到底发生什么事情
？And secondly, he could not see what was going on, so he had to ask others.
哦，别人告诉他，拿撒勒人耶稣从这里过。
And so the others told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
啊，他也看不到神创造这个漂亮的世界。
And he was unable to see the beautiful creation of God.
他也看不到他所爱的人爱他的人。
He was unable to see those whom he loved and those whom loved him.
一生就活在黑暗里面。
And in his life, he was living in darkness.
所以这里说大卫的子孙可怜我，他真的是很可怜。
And so he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He was indeed pitiful.
那最后的答案是什么
？And what is the answer that he received？
耶稣就停下来。
Jesus stood still。
在四十八节。
Verse 48. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise. He is calling you."
50节。
Verse 50, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. 51, so Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.
啊，最后主耶稣问他了。
Jesus asked him,
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
啊，这句话太宝贵了。
This question is so precious.
啊，有时候如果我们生病去看医生，
Sometimes when we are sick and we go see a doctor,
医生问说你要我为你做什么
？The doctor asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?"
我很简单的把我的病医好啊。
Very easy, please heal me.
你会发现很多的医生他也做不来。
And we realize that a lot of doctors cannot accomplish this.
因为很多事情是人没有办法掌控的。
Because many things cannot be controlled by man.
那有时候我们当父母对孩子这样讲，你要我为这做什么？
And so sometimes as parents, we ask our children, what do you want me to do for you?
当然我们也不敢这样讲，因为我们能做的太有限了。
And sometimes we aren't able to say this because what we are able to do is very limited.
如果孩子说，爸爸，让我聪明一点，你能够做什么？
If our children ask us, Father, please make me smarter, what can we do?
这个聪明一点不是父亲做得到的。
To make one smarter is not something that a father can do.
但是如果主耶稣说你要我为你做什么，那这太好了。
But if Jesus asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" then this is too great.
因为他没有一件事情做不到。
Because there is nothing that Jesus cannot do.
瞎眼看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活。
The blind can see, the lame can walk, and the dead can be resurrected.
哦，所以他一讲这样话，那就没问题了。
And so once Jesus says it, then there is no problem.
哦，那主耶稣这样讲是从哪里来的？
And why did Jesus say this? Where did he come from?
就是从这个瞎眼向神主耶稣祈求。
That is from the request of the blind man.
哦，他的祈求真的感动主耶稣啊。
His request really moved and touched Jesus.
哦，说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
我们现在人大部分都是要面子。
Many nowadays, a lot of us care about our face.
怎么会向人求说可怜我吧？
Why will we ask someone to have mercy on us?
但事实上，人也没有办法帮我们什么，所以能够向主耶稣求，这个就是最好的。
And in truth, men cannot help us, so it is right for us to ask God to help us.
所以圣经常说，人的尽头是神的起头。
So the Bible tells us that the end of man is the beginning of God.
因为人的尽头，我们就觉得我们真的很可怜。
Because near our end, we feel that we are very pitiful.
所以一个患12年血漏的妇人。
So the woman who bled for 12 years.
她医生看完了，没有一个医生能够医的。
She went to find all these doctors, but none of them could heal her.
钱也用光了。
She used up all her money.
就无路可走了。
She came to the end of her path.
但是这个妇人知道还有最后的希望。
But this woman knew that there was one last hope.
就是现在城里有一个人叫耶稣，刚好从那里经过。
And that is that in the city there is a man named Jesus who is passing by.
那怎么办呢？
So what shall he do?
他身体很软弱。
She was very weak.
就一步一步一步慢慢走。
And slowly, step by step, she walked.
那主耶稣都把周围挤满这么多人。
And Jesus was crowded by a bunch of multitudes.
他想要挤进去。
And she fit into the crowd.
他想，我只要摸他衣裳就可以了。
She thought, I just need to touch his garment.
当一个人真的需要主耶稣。
When a person really needs Jesus.
他会找很多的理由来找主耶稣。
He will come up with all ways to find the Lord.
当一个人不想要找主耶稣。
When a person does not want to seek after the Lord.
他可以找到很多的借口，我不要来找他。
He can come up with all kinds of excuses to not find him.
所以你看这个瞎眼的。
So we see this blind man.
他也可以说啊，我瞎眼了，我看不见，主耶稣让他过去了。
He can say, "Oh, I'm blind. I'll just let Jesus pass."
然后有人责备他，哎，不要作声。
And then people may rebuke him.
他也可以想说啊，既然人都责备我、讨厌我，走了，不要了。
He can say, "Well, since people rebuke and hate me, then I can just leave."
但是他知道从这里经过的是圣经所预言那个拿撒勒人耶稣，他是一个圣经预言的弥赛亚。
But he knew that this man that was passing by him was the Jesus of Nazareth who was prophesied.
他是救世主。
He is the Messiah and he is the Savior.
这可能是我人生唯一的一个机会。
This may be my only chance.
如果我让他过去。
If I let him just walk past me,
我就一生永远的可怜了。
Then I will be pitiful all my life.
如果我能够呼求他，
if I can call out to him,
真的可怜我，
and to ask him to have mercy on me,
他会动他的慈心，
he will have compassion,
会来医我的瞎眼，
and he will heal my blindness.
所以出于这个信念呢，他很大声的呼喊。
And so from this, he cried out very loudly.
真的，他的声音感动了主耶稣。
And indeed, his voice moved the Lord Jesus.
所以最后他瞎眼就看见了。
And then he received his sight.
所以有时候人生的危机就是转机。
And so sometimes the crisis of man is a turning point.
当我们在世界上很顺利的时候，我们常常觉得我不需要神，我活得很好。
When our lives are going very smoothly, we think that we do not need God.
但是当神把每一条路都挡住的时候。
But when God blocks every single path,
我们还有一条路可以走。
There is still one path that we can continue to take.
就是抬头往天上的神来看。
That is, we can raise our head and then look to God.
这个是就我们人生的转机。
And this is our turning point.
瞎眼有两种。
There are two kinds of blindness.
我们刚刚谈到这是肉体的瞎眼。
And the example here is a physical blindness.
这是可怜的。
And this is pitiful.
但是有一种瞎眼更可怜。
There is an even more pitiful kind of blindness.
就是属灵上的瞎眼。
That is spiritual blindness.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
啊，整个宇宙存在，一个是物质界，一个是灵界。
The whole universe exists, and there is both the physical world and the spiritual world.
那看得见是暂时的，看不见才是永远。
And what we can see is temporary, and what we cannot see is eternal.
所以当我们在享受物质界美好的时候，这是暂时的。
And so when we are enjoying the physical world, this is temporary.
那看不见的是永远的。
And what is invisible is eternal.
就是神的存在。
That is the existence of God.
天国的荣耀。
The glory in heaven.
神国的公义、平安、喜乐。
The righteousness, peace, and joy of heaven.
这是永远的。
And this is eternal.
所以一个人如果看不见灵界。
If a man is not able to see the spiritual realm.
只活在物质界的美好。
And only lives in the, in the physical world.
这样的人生是没有盼望的。
And there is no hope in their life.
所以人需要一个真正的盼望。
So man needs true hope.
那我们就要眼睛打开来，能够看得到，我们才会去追求。
Then we need to open our eyes in order to be able to pursue after this.
那这就是主耶稣来世界的工作。
And this is the work of Jesus when he came.
他要打开我们的灵眼，让我们看到神国的美好。
He wants to open our spiritual eyes so that we can see the beauty of heaven.
我们看以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
第五节。
Verse 5.
到第七节，请读。
Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. 6, then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. 7, the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes.
这个是在提到弥赛亚主耶稣来的以后所带给我们大的改变。
Here mentions the change that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would bring unto us.
瞎眼的要看见。
The eyes of the blind shall be opened.
看到天国的降临。
To be able to see the coming forth of heaven.
耳聋的要开通。
And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
神开我们的耳朵，道理听得懂。
When God opens our ears, we are able to understand his words.
瘸子的要跳跃。
The lame shall leap. Like a deer.
本来不会行路的现在可以行道理。
Originally they cannot walk, now they can walk in the way.
可以行在正道上面。
Can walk in the truth.
这个都是主耶稣带给我们的改变。
These are all changes that Jesus brings to us.
哑巴的舌头能够歌唱。
And the tongue of the dumb sing.
现在我们开始会讲颂赞神的话。
Now we are able to praise the Lord.
在旷野有水发出来。
And water shall burst forth in the wilderness.
神的灵要降临。
The Holy Spirit will descend.
所以主耶稣来。
So Jesus came.
要带给我们极大的改变。
He will bring about great change.
好，我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节，十八节。
Verse 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
这个地方讲啊，说神要照明我们心中的眼睛啊。
Here it says that the Lord will shine and enlighten our eyes.
让我们能够看得到。
We may be able to see.
三件事情。
See three things.
他的恩召有何等的指望。
See the great hope.
第二个。
Second.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance and the saints?
第三个,
and third,
他的能力何等的大,
the exceeding greatness of his power.
就是最后要让我们从死里复活。
And that is in the end he will resurrect us from the dead.
那这个眼睛怎么开呢?
And how can this eye be opened?
就是十七节,
that is in verse 17.
是人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
That the spirit of wisdom and revelation will be given to us.
所以当我们得到圣灵
，So when we receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵给我们智慧
，The Holy Spirit will give us wisdom.
我们眼睛就开了
，And our eyes will be opened.
就看到很多我们肉眼看不到美好的世界
，And then we will be able to see the beautiful things that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
所以现在最大的福气是什么
？So now, what is our greatest blessing?
眼睛得开。
For our eyes to be opened,
看到神国的福分
to be able to see the kingdom of heaven,
永生的盼望
and the eternal hope.
这是我们今天需要祈求的
And this is what we need to ask for and pursue after today.
我们祷告，主就要开我们眼睛
So and then when we pray, God will open our eyes.
我们人生就会有极大的盼望
and our life will be full of hope.
生活会有完全的改变
and our life will be able to transform.
尝试
Let's sing him.
四十六首。
46。
请坐。
Please be seated.
世界上谁的心肠最软
？In the whole universe, who has the softest heart?
如果我们从圣经看，是主耶稣的心呢
？We look at the Bible. It is the heart of Jesus.
主耶稣怜悯众人。
Jesus had mercy and compassion on everyone.
他从天上来人间，要来救我们。
He came from heaven to save us.
所以我们有问题哦，可以坦然无惧啊，来向他祈求。
So when we have any problems and difficulties, we can boldly ask him and tell him to help us.
他可以了解我们的困难。
And he is able to understand our difficulties.
因为他也做过人。
Because he was also a man.
所以不论肉体的痛苦、心灵的忧伤、压力，主都可以了解。
So no matter our physical difficulties or our spiritual afflictions, Jesus is able to understand.
因为他所经历过的是没有一个人经历过的。
Because what he went through is what no man has ever gone through.
所以我们人生真正可以了解我们，可以帮助我们，是我们的主耶稣。
So the one person who is really able to understand and help us is our Lord Jesus.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到他的面前。求他帮助我们。
So we can come boldly in front of him and ask him to help us.
好，我们最后一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
求主圣灵浇灌，充满每一个人。
We ask the Lord to pour his Holy Spirit upon every single one of us.
我们也为着教会圣工的发展来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for the growth of the church.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.